USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A top Republican senator in Arizona is asking the state's attorney general to probe Maricopa County officials over their refusal to fully comply with subpoenas deemed lawful by a judge. Arizona Senate Majority Whip Sonny Borelli submitted a formal request on Tuesday to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, a fellow Republican, to probe the county's Board of Supervisors for the failure to comply. National Border Patrol Council VP Art Del Cueto joined Fox's America's Newsroom to discuss the migrant surge after Vice President Kamala Harris touts progress. Is there progress?
What they mean by progress is allowing people to enter and break our laws, and I guess, you know, in their eyes, that's progress. There should be no difference when it comes to our nation's borders, and right now, it's beyond chaotic. It's horrific.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The head of the National Institutes of Health suggested Tuesday that parents should wear masks while at home around children, even if they don't have COVID-19.
It's clear that this variant is capable of causing serious illness in children. You do need to think about it, and that's the reason why the recommendations are for kids under 12 that they avoid being in places where they might get infected, which means recommendations of mask wearing in schools and at home.
Millions of federal tax dollars have been spent as part of an effort to create a one-stop fetal tissue shop at the University of Pittsburgh, according to U.S. Department of Health and Human Services documents revealed Tuesday. Nearly $3 million in federal funds went to the school beginning in 2015, according to more than 250 pages of the documents that were obtained by Judicial Watch through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against HHS. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. "I think he should resign," Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
"I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake."
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
"I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation."
Australian health authorities in the state of Queensland are investigating how a fully vaccinated man in the far north city of Cairns contracted COVID-19, the Delta variant that doesn't cluster with any known strain in Queensland. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.